is what brings us together today.
Ah, marriage, raising kids, building a family. Those were the things we dreamed of.
Tuck your daughter in!
Always!
Just calm down.
I've given you the best years of my life.
Take out the trash!
Yeah, I'll get to it.
I want a divorce!
Welcome to Thrive with Pastor Brad Digney, diving into what it means to thrive, not merely survive in marriage, parenting, and family life. And now your host, this is Pastor Brad Digney.
Y'all, you're listening to Thrive. I'm your host, Brad Digney, and I've got my wife, Vicky, with me.
Hello, we're back.
And I'm so glad I've got Vicky because we're talking about talking. And unless you're very unusual, we don't usually go around lots talking to ourselves. The older I get, I do it a little more than I used to. It's like it helps me. As I walk down the hallway at church, it's a long way from my office to the front office. Sometimes I just keep mumbling under my breath the three things I intend to do when I get there. Mm. Why? Because sometimes I forget by the time I get there what I was going to do. Right, so I either talk out loud to myself as I head to the front office, or I'll walk with a post-it note stuck on my finger that just tells me what I'm supposed to do.
Well, you know what?
When I get there.
You need to be okay with that. I know from the outside looking in, that looks very strange. And I just read some study that had been done.
Please tell me this is a sign of brilliance.
Well, not brilliance, but I just read about a study that had been done, and it said people that talk out loud to themselves is actually helping their brain to put into categories and make sense of what is happening,
nice. And
that you're less likely to have dementia. So
nice.
You know what? Just talk out loud to yourself.
There's a little bonus nugget, and you learned it on what? What are you listening to?
Thrive. I mean, my mom used to do that, and I would think, oh my, is she okay?
The mumbling out loud.
Yeah, she was totally okay. But I mean, my dad was in a nursing home, and she was at her house by herself. So when I would go stay with her, I'm like, why is mom talking to herself? Is this a bad sign? Now I just realize Grace was just working through things in her mind, and that actually will keep you from getting dementia.
Grace was on the cutting edge.
Yeah, keep talking out loud to yourself and explain this to people.
Okay, so I'm going to keep doing that even with greater gusto now that I learned something today on Thrive. Man, I got to talk to this girl.
Well, that was
more
encouraging to me.
Hey,
I was like, wow.
What
okay.
else do I not know that you know that could change my life?
No, it's actually encouraging to me because sometimes now I find myself doing it. I'm like, okay, it just kind of validated why I need to do this.
And so I hope when you do want to talk to yourself, you're not having a big struggle there that we need to help you with. The big struggle begins when we try to talk to someone else.
Right, other people.
And sadly, our spouse can be one of the hardest persons to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about it, it's because that is who we sometimes have the most history of hurt with.
True.
It is easier to talk to people who have not hurt you,
right?
Or who have not disappointed you, or you've not gotten sideways with.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this matters. How do you keep good communication alive?
But that is true.
In
like
marriage.
You said, I think it's hardest with your spouse because often you've been hurt by them.
Yeah.
But I think the flip side is also true. And I think the older we get and the more we're learning to communicate, it can be such a soul, such a great.
Yes.
I mean.
Please hear us.
It is just like a balm to my soul when there's something all rambling around in my mind. And I'm thinking, wow, when Brad's home, I want to talk to him about this.
Yeah.
And it's very comforting.
Yeah.
So have hope. I mean, there is so much hope.
Because you need to believe, again, this is a Christian show. This is not just the best thoughts of Brad and Vicky, and they have psychology degrees. This is a Christian show. God is a big God. I think of Jeremiah 32:27. Ah, Lord God, nothing is too difficult for you.
Right.
If you have a history of not communicating well, you cannot want to try it again with each other.
Exactly.
You just think, I just so dread it.
Yeah.
But listen to me.
That's how we used to be.
I was going to say, did we have a history of communicating well?
I dreaded talking.
Yeah.
I had to think, is the time right? Have the stars aligned?
That's right.
Is he rested? Has he not have to study for a test?
It can be so unpleasant.
It was
so often. And I know it probably was an exaggeration, but you start to feel like you want to say, every time we ever try to talk, it's always, mm-hmm. it always ends poorly. And so then you just decide, let's just not.
Right. That's not a relationship. That's
and I
just
get it. I
like
can
roommates.
Fully relate. I had a counseling situation that I was trying to help with at another mm-hmm. church. Sometimes I'll get involved long distance. And as I interacted with the couple, the woman said, hey, can I just text him?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a big home. I would like to live upstairs, and I do not want to talk to him in
wow.
real time verbally anymore.
Right.
And
what
they'd
did
been
you
married,
say?
They'd been married 25 years. What do you think I said?
No.
I said, you know what?
Hard
we're,
no.
we're shooting for more.
Yeah.
We're shooting for more than
Let's
that.
Let's shoot for a little more
and
just
hear
texting.
Me. So if you're out there and you've got a history, if we don't do this well to the point that I would love to just not try to do it again,
mm-hmm.
that ended well.
Mm-hmm.
God broke through.
Right.
God helped. And so, yes, there's Brad and Vicky trying to bring you things that God has done for us, but you need to understand there's a great big God that would love to break through for you.
So very
And
true.
It'll take some time. It won't be automatic. It won't be everything's better, but you'll feel like you're just kind of moving in a new mm-hmm. direction, forming some new habits.
You'll have glimpses of hope, or maybe you'll go a little longer between
yeah.
the explosions. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to help you do.
And so today, as we unpack another component of good communication, we said, hey, you got to have the right goal. Please, God. You've got to bring humility to where you're willing to assume the best. You've got to understand that you're accountable. Words are powerful. And he's given us a stewardship of words that you'll be accountable for.
Mm-hmm.
But today, what we want you to hear is
very important one.
Guess what? You must know how to what, Vicky?
Listen.
And you're like, what? I thought this was about how to talk. Oh, mm-hmm. listen. We've used the word communication.
Mm-hmm.
We're wanting to help you with communication. And that is the problem right there. Too many people don't understand communication is comprised of I talk and I listen. I talk and I listen. In fact, mm-hmm. if you go to the scriptures, here's how it would say it. I listen, I listen, I listen, I talk. And you're like,
that's
what?
That's painful.
Well, I'll tell you where I'm getting this. James chapter 1, verse 19. Let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. That's God's word.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like God actually knew us.
Right.
He's like, I know you. Let me help you here as you try to relate.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get this wrong. You're going to get this backwards. You're going to have the equation off. We tend to be what? Quick to speak.
Right.
If I think it, I say it. If I want it, I say it.
And
if
I've
I'm
heard
unhappy,
before,
I say it.
That's why we have two ears and one mouth.
Yeah, there you go. He gave us two ears, one mouth. He's like quick to hear, slow to speak, and oh, slow to anger. But unfortunately, many of us do the opposite, especially in the midst of disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of us will not let the other person even get a word in edgewise. And you're just trying to fill the air with words quickly to win the argument. But I can't tell you how many times you'll end up finding out if you would take a breath and listen, you didn't even really understand where your spouse was coming from
mm-hmm.
and what they
mean,
were saying.
The person you're dealing with, first of all, remember you chose this person back
yeah.
in the day. And
there
this
is
your
that.
Spouse. They're an intelligent being. The fact that you're seeing things so differently, you're going to have to give this time to listen to see what are they trying to say. And I think sometimes we're not even that far off from each other, but we're going to have to talk through it
yeah.
and listen to each other.
If you don't listen, you'll think you're further apart than you actually are.
True.
It just exacerbates the lie that there's just no hope for us. But
mm-hmm.
if you were to listen, you could discover, I don't think we're as far apart as I thought. And so a person who's a good listener does not jump to conclusions and does not just boom, as soon as they heard a couple phrases,
right.
I know where she's coming from or where he's coming from, and I'm ready to attack it,
right.
thwart it, win the day, squash it, make sure it doesn't go in that direction. And here's what you're violating. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13. He who gives an answer before he hears, it is folly and shame to him. Oh, I was so guilty of this. Imagine living with someone who's a pastor who has the gift of teaching.
Speak for a living, folks.
I speak for a living. I've got the gift. I think I have the spiritual gift of teaching. I think I have the spiritual gift of exhortation. Both of those are word gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. But I think you've heard me say it before. You will begin to relate to your spouse and every other human being better when you begin to recognize every strong gift has a weakness and a dark side.
Oh, I saw it.
Ooh, you saw the, did you see the dark side, girl?
He would talk circles around me and I was just left like, I don't lack for a word.
I don't lack for an illustration. I don't lack for an argument. I don't lack for an exhortation.
3 points in a poem to convince me of his
But what
rightness.
Brad Bigney was missing was, does he ever listen?
Mm-hmm.
Does he draw sweet Vicky out? Does he say, well, help me understand better where you're coming from? Oh, hey, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more about how could you communicate better? And the first thing that matters most is, do you listen? Communication is not just, well, I know how to talk.
Right.
Well, I'm glad you do. Do you know how to listen?
And we'll be back with more from Brad and Vicky in just a moment. Brad just admitted something most husbands won't. He said he used to talk circles around Vicky instead of actually listening to her. I think as a husband, we've all been there. We say a lot of words to prove we're right, but never tried to understand where she's coming from. That sounds extremely familiar. Too familiar, actually. That listening crisis that happens in marriages, it's prideful. It really is. We're so busy as husbands, and wives are probably the same way, but I can't speak as a wife. I don't know, can I say that anymore? Speaking as a husband only, we get so busy thinking about how we're going to defend ourselves and our rebuttal to the argument that we miss what our wives are actually saying. That's what they're talking about today, and I appreciate, again, Brad and Vicky's transparency. And you can hear every single episode of Thrive all the way back to the very beginning at Fortis Plus right now. And you can hear all of the other podcasts and all of the other content that we're creating every day here at Fortis Institute on Fortis Plus. That's our distribution hub. It's full of hundreds, maybe even thousands of hours of audio and video content, and we're adding to it every single day. It's not static content that we curated in 2014 and expect you to listen to right now. No, we're adding to it every single day. Now, if you haven't downloaded Fortis Plus yet, I want to urge you to do it. You go to where you download apps on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or you simply go to fortisplus.org. And guess what? You're going to find that it's absolutely free of charge. It will not cost you anything to download or to use Fortis Plus ever because of you. That's right, men and women just like you, who we call gospel partners. These are people whose lives have been impacted by the content we're producing at Fortis Institute, so much so that they want to stand with us and partner with us to make sure that more people in more places all over the world have access to this content. So if that's you, if you've been impacted by anything you've ever heard at Fortis Institute, and you want more people to hear this, we need you to stand with us. Only if you're already giving faithfully to your local church, though, because that is your number one giving priority. So if you're not doing that, please get that cleaned up first before you give to our ministry or any other. But if you are doing that and you want to stand with us and join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner, we know you have questions about what that would look like in your life, and we have answers available to you right now at fortisinstitute.org. All right, now let's get back to Brad and Vicky. This is Thrive. Welcome back to Thrive.
You're exactly like your mother.
Are you kidding me?
Life with you was joyless.
And now back to your host, Pastor Brad Bigney.
All right, we're back. And we're talking about how to talk. And guess what? If you want to talk in a way that pleases God, you better learn how to, what, Vicky?
Listen.
Listen. Listen, communication is comprised of two huge components. You say what you want to say. You listen to what they say. And believe it or not, as you listen well, it should adjust what you say next. If what you say next is exactly what you were going to say before you heard them, you probably didn't listen well.
Mm-hmm. I think something that has helped me, I actually looked up the Webster's definition of communication. It says it centers on the act of imparting information, exchanging, that's where the talking and listening comes in, exchanging thoughts or delivering messages through words, signs, or behavior, encompassing the entire process. This is where it gets complicated, folks. From transmission to reception.
Is that not the problem? Here's what was transmitted, but often what was transmitted is not what was received.
Yeah. It's about sharing meaning and fostering understanding, whether through conversation, writing, or signals. And so I think that's where you get caught up. It's the, some person is trying to transmit their thoughts or feelings or words, but it's not being received. And some people were trying to have meaning, but the other person's not understanding. So, I mean, it's no wonder we have such a hard problem with
this. And I know it's shocking. I assume at some point, maybe everything's so cool today now with video games and TV screen. When we go on vacation with the kids, you know, anymore, when we're all together in Florida, no longer are we usually playing a board game, but we're doing something with the big screen TV because my son-in-law has an app called Jackbox. Ooh, big fun. But hey, if you're as old as we are, back in the day, kids, we didn't have Jackbox. And so we played simple little games like, remember that, Vicky, where you're sitting in a circle and someone says something to the person next to them in their ear. They say it, say it, say it, say it, say it.
This is a very simple game,
By the time it got back to the original person, it was always hilarious what was now being said. I know that was going through multiple people.
Yeah, I think it was called telephone or something like that. Yeah.
But you can experience the same thing with just the two of you.
Yeah.
It's shocking. I said it to you. So there's the transmission, but often what is received,
not received,
they did not hear what you said. And so that's back
because
to
they're coming to this conversation with, I like just to think of it as I have like wax paper over my eyes and over my ears. Like I'm not really, I'm coming to you with thoughts and ideas about what you're saying that I don't agree with. And that's why what they're saying, you're not receiving it.
That's what I was going to say. You're spot on, babe.
Sinfully looking at them through your perspective. And that's where, once again, we have to get back to the heart of, am I trying to please God? Am I trying to listen to them? Am I receiving
what
them
What you
humbly?
Are wanting on any given day becomes a grid that filters what your spouse is actually saying. And you're not hearing exactly what they're hearing. And so every day, because that filter gets back in place quickly, it only takes 24 hours, like it's there again.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't just
go away.
So it's
almost like it would be a good start to your day to say, today, Lord, I want to remove that filter that started to creep back up. I got hurt a little bit. I didn't really get what I want yesterday. I don't feel like, and I want to start fresh.
And go back to
filter free.
1 Corinthians 13, I want to assume the best.
I want to assume the best and love.
But that takes the Holy Spirit. Once again, we've said this.
And I want to please you.
On so many shows, we cannot do this. This is too complicated. Yeah. The whole process of communication is
complicated.
Whenever
a filter creeps up, love dies. And pleasing God is cast aside. And now you will not hear your spouse the way you should.
I just want to prove my point. And I think another verse, you read Proverbs 18, 13. Another verse that came to my mind is further down in...
Same chapter?
Right, chapter 18. It's the New King James Version. It says, the first one to plead his cause seems right until his neighbor comes and examines him. And I just think, I just want to beg of you, please remember there's two sides to every story. Really three. There's his side, her side, and really what the Lord thinks about what's going on. And I think especially...
And everyone always assumes God is on one of those sides.
Yeah, and I think...
Not always.
Please, I mean, this will help you in all your communication. I just met with a friend recently, and she was telling me about a story about an interaction that happened in her family. And I said, you know, you do know there's two sides to this story. And she said, well, I haven't really thought about that. Please think about that. I just think with church matters and things like that, sometimes things that happen at church, it's just like, okay... There's two sides to this story. And if you knew all the details, you would think, oh, okay, wow.
Because I do think...
It's immature to just think, oh, they said that, so I'm just taking it at face value.
I'm glad you're broadening it, Vicky, because I do think something happened in the last three to five years on communication to where people, Christians, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Christians are jumping to conclusions.
Right.
If someone says it, they believe it, right. and they act on it.
Right.
And so this was a hurtful situation that Vicky was made aware of a family, mm-hmm. not in our area, that was going through a struggle. And the woman said to her, oh, you know, the father was so hurtful that he said, I've already talked to so-and-so and so-and-so, and they think you're terrible. And she just believed it. And it's like, we don't know that those two other people mm-hmm. said that.
Right.
And it turns into a mess. You just need to always understand the first seems right as they speak. And that's why the Bible gave us this. Until, read it again, Vicky.
Yeah. The first one to plead his cause seems right until his neighbor comes and examines him. So there's two sides
yeah.
to every story. You're not always hearing the side. And like you said, I think something happened in 2020 that just people just take this. And
so this is where I would caution you, since this right. is a marriage show. If you're sitting with one spouse at work, or you're a friend and you're on the patio, or you're in a restaurant and you're just hearing one side, be right. very careful
right.
that you're not just like, oh, believing everything they say. I can't tell you how often in counseling, that's why I do not counsel. I call it counseling half a marriage.
Right.
In general, I don't counsel half a marriage. If you don't have both people sitting there, whew, you do not know what's really going on. I remember one night, since we're talking about communication, it's like this couple, you know, in general, not always, I'm a talking guy, but very often wives wish their husbands would talk more. And so he's just going frothy for a minute, just saying, yeah, and I want to talk to her, and she doesn't even want to listen. And I'd love to talk to her, and I try to talk to her, and she doesn't. And when he finally took a breath, she was just sitting there quietly, and she said, let me help you. Now, see, if she hadn't been sitting there, I would have thought, poor guy. Uh-huh. Most wives wish their husbands, wonder what's wrong with her. He's uh-huh. got a, she said, let me help you. All he wants to talk about is politics. And he is so mad and angry, and I'm tired of hearing it. I would love to talk to him about something else.
Right.
And then he just sat there and blinked. So that's an example of Vicky's verse. You do not really know what is going on if mm-hmm. you've only heard half.
Right.
And oh, so much confusion could be avoided. We're talking about listening well, which means you need to hear from both parties. But as you're in your marriage, it means you've got to learn to listen to your spouse, not just talk to your spouse. You know, when you get frustrated, you think, well, how can I say this differently? How could I come at this again? And that's what I used to do early in our marriage. Yes. And I'm sure you felt it. It was almost like another drive-by, another
right.
attack, another.
She it was didn't almost understand like what I was saying. I'm going to come from a different angle.
I was a fighter jet, and yes. I'm going to do some carpet bombing. How do I convince her? And I would just swoop in again, and I would come at it again.
From a different angle.
And what was missing is Brad Bigney had not looked at his wife and said, help me understand.
Exactly.
Where
the
you're
understanding
coming from.
Was missing.
Help me understand why that troubles you. Mm-hmm. As soon as I heard something I wished I wasn't hearing, I tried to convince her how she shouldn't feel that way. Mm-hmm. She shouldn't think that. She shouldn't be having this problem.
Oh, but you see, I do. Yes.
And that was all rooted in not listening, mm-hmm. which I would back it up is rooted in pride. Mm-hmm. And I could back it up is rooted in wrong goal. My goal is to help her understand what I'm saying, instead of the goal should be please God. And so,
and listen to understand.
As we talk mm-hmm. about talking, do you listen? You might be thinking, I'm a pretty good communicator. I'm good at this. I hope so.
I can talk nonstop.
But are
That's
you
not a good,
good
communicator.
At listening? As Vicky and I roll through life, and as a pastor and his wife, we have lots of social interaction mm-hmm. in our neighborhood, at
Tremendous.
Church. There's three campuses. We are with people all the time. And do you know what we've discovered? What is it that we so rarely encounter, Vicky?
Someone that doesn't talk about themselves and that actually asks you a question. Yeah.
Yep. Someone who listens, asks questions, and draws you out. And you walk away and you think, why did that feel so different?
Mm-hmm.
Why did that feel so refreshing? They were listening. And it is so rare. But oh, Don't let it be rare in your marriage.
God can help you.
I don't care about your hobbies. I don't care about your vacation plans. I don't care about the plans to add on to the house. Your financial wealth. Ooh, if you could get better at listening to your spouse, you might find your marriage moving towards thrive instead of barely alive.
This has been Thrive from Pastor Brad Bigney, a production of Fortis Institute. Our website is fortisinstitute.org, and it is your central hub for all things Fortis. If you've enjoyed Thrive with Pastor Brad Bigney, would you please consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family? Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? And until next time, go serve your King.